1st, 2020. No public comment. Any commission remarks?
No.
Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 457699 through 457785, warrants 7341 through 7342, and one journal entry.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
Second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes for January 9th, 13th, and 14th, 2020.
I have no questions. Do you have any questions?
I don't.
I move to approve the regular minutes for January 9th, January 13th, and January 14th, 2020.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Treasurer's annual report.
Here to give my final settlement and investment report and have it entered into record as per RSMO 54.150. Earlier I emailed you the regular month-end report, which is the first section that I just...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I've just given you. I've also added in there the all of the beginning balances as of January 1st of 2020 and then my investment report for all the investments that the county holds at this time. So I'm going to kind of summarize here. The total budget funds as per 12/31/2019 was $35,301,478.23. The total treasurer's fund was $1,245,392.90. The grand total of all funds, $36,546,871.13. The total cash in the account, which would be the checking account, was $15,938,366.15. Certificates of deposits, $20,108,209.42. And then those held in agencies was $500,295.56 for a grand total of $36,546,871.13. I'll kind of let you look over the reports and see if you have any questions.
How much of that $35 million is GCR at the beginning of this year, 2020?
To start GCR for this year would be $5,115,724.74.
And do you have available there on your first page how much we began GCR with on January 1st of 2019 last year?
It was $6,160,368.92.
Thank you. I have no questions.
I just have one. U.S. agency investments, is that the, what is that?
It's just another way to invest. This is held by the, like agency, and you can put more in one, because you're not, most of the other banks you have a FDIC insured, so you can't go over the 250,000. So this one you can do it a little bit more, but it's held by the, backed by the U.S., by the government.
Okay.
Agency.
The 250,000 stands for a entity like ourselves? like an individual, I know you can have more than that.
Yeah. But just so most of the time I either, if you'll see like on that list, it'll either be 249 or less, because that way as I accrue the interest, it doesn't go over the 250,000.
Okay. But they limit the county 250,000
per
on the coverage.
Each. Yeah.
Per each fund?
Per each bank that I go with. See, there's, if you look on there, I probably have how many different banks, but per each individual bank, I can only have to stay under the 250,000.
To be FDIC insured.
Right.
Right, gotcha.
But on individuals, you can go more than that simply by names on. So I thought maybe the county had.
Well, like I can do, like some of them, you see at Bank of Missouri, I mean, have $1 million in one, but they're paying the difference. They're insuring the difference.
Insuring the difference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If there's no questions,
I don't have any other questions,
I move that the treasurer's report be entered into the record.
Final settlement and investment report.
The final settlement and investment report.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tax sale surplus discussion.
My understanding that's been taken care of, and so we don't need to have it.
Okay. Park board appearance appointments. I have applicants, two applicants. Looks like we have, three?
Three positions.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the applicants?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did we not just reappoint? Why am I thinking of this one? You did something.
He quit.
Oh, okay.
He's not been showing, so he's... And I think his term is up in 2019, December. And the Brenda Howes deceased.
Right.
And so both could be appointed, it looks like, for the 3-year term to end in 22. I move that we appoint Rhonda Dorsey, beginning 1/21 of 2020 through December 31st, 2022, a 3-year term.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move that we appoint Kendall Hayes, beginning 1/21 of 2020 through December 31st of 2022.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And just for the information, we still have one vacancy on the park board if there's anyone that would desire to serve.
Court orders. Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I only have one bring before you. It's a running assessment. Abatement number is 205-883. And it's a property owned by owned by the city of Hollister. It should have been placed on exemption status in 2018, and this is a 2018 tax year court order.
That speaks for itself. I move that we approve abatement number 205883.
Do we need to make it in an exhibit?
We just have.
I just gave the one.
Oh, okay.
She didn't provide the abatement number. That's just fine.
All right.
With me too.
All right. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Road standards.
Good morning. Three different documents to hand out. Here's the road standards.
How many trees?
Lots of trees. We actually have a different. There's a summary of the changes, and then there is applications to getting approved in the memorial. So I want to make sure we highlight on those. Same deal for you. Now, I did write some notes on one of these drug standards beforehand, so I'll probably hand you those for an item that just, I'd like to have your input on. Give you some of the changes. Jason Sibbles, S-I-V-I-L-S.
Jason, tell who you're with, please.
What?
Tell who you're with.
Yeah, Great River Engineering.
Thank you.
And here's a copy of the letter. All right, so, that is going to start.
Yes, here, about a month ago, I came to you with some revised road standards. Since then, we went back and made a few more additions. If you want to start with the page one, you all had asked that we put on there that the county highway administrator reserve the right to amend the road standards on a case-by-case basis as needed, and we did that on the front cover page. Second, table of contents revised to include Section 5 policy for issuance of utility permits. Just our utility permit procedure.
And Section 6 also.
Yeah, and then Section 6, memorial signage, and the page numbers updated.
Page 4.
Let me find it again.
Of item 6. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, hang on a minute. The utility permit, Section 5, page 24. It goes over all the utility permit procedures, the bond amounts, the permit, etc.
And we didn't have we didn't include that in the previous one?
We did not have it in there.
Okay.
But I feel it's important for contractors to be able to follow. Where was the memorial? And then Section 6, page 32, talks about the different memorial signs.
And so on that, I've also included, so our road standards go over what the memorial signs will be. Basically, It's going to be a single post sign, so that'll minimize the impact or the cost to the county.